This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, David, you got me okay?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Cool.
I'm going to go ahead and get started with questions. So if you have a question, please raise your hand.
Hey, David, it's Catherine from the Buffalo News. Congrats on the deal.
Thank you.
Just wanted to first get your reaction. You know, what was it like finding out about it? What have the last few days been like for you?
Yeah, it's been it's been really exciting. You know, this is something that I think myself and my family, my wife Caroline and I, you know, we loved Buffalo. We loved our experience last year, so we were thrilled to be able to come back.
Which is kind of some of the moves that have happened around the offensive line. Looks like you could be competing right away for a starting role. What does that mean to just kind of, you know, have that opportunity in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that my approach isn't going to change from last year to this year or any year that I played. You know, you really got to earn it in this league, and I wasn't promised anything last year. I wasn't promised anything this year. So, you know, my approach will be the same, is to, you know, be the best teammate I can be, you know, work really hard, and then, you know, compete to the best of my ability, and whatever happens, happens.
I don't think we've talked to you since Joe Brady was officially named OC, but what does it mean just to see that happen for him? And, you know, what do you like about working with him?
Yeah, thrilled for Joe. You know, I can remember some guys in our exit meeting, you know, really giving him credit to the final half of our season. He's such a smart guy, great way about himself, connects really well with the locker room, the offense. And then the results spoke for themselves, you know, toward the tail end of the season. And I think there was just a real confidence amongst the offense and the players, you know, having Joe lead us. So really thrilled for him. And then I know that, you know, all the guys in the offense and in the room are going to be pumped to have him leading us again.
Awesome. Thanks.
Hey, David, congratulations.
Curious
for you, like, when you left after locker room clean out and when it's the off season, like, were your expectations like hoping to come back, or how kind of did you leave things, and what were like the past month and a half or so like for you?
Yeah, I would say that Buffalo's a really special place, really special place. And I had such a great experience there with the guys in the O-line room, the offense, the team. I really wanted to come back and to be able to work something out and figure it out, like, was pumped about that. You know, ultimately, like, it's really hard. Those decisions and emotions that go into, I guess, coming back or waiting to see, making, you know, those are really tough. And that's why, you know, you have an agent and you rely on his advice. And you know, we were going through the process. Like, I felt really good that we were going to be able to work something out, and just really, really thrilled that we were.
What is it like for you, like, having the consistency with Aaron Cromer and, like, continuing to work with him? What does that bring to having the same position coach obviously back with the Rams too? Like, how does that help you and make, does it make it more appealing? Is that like part of wanting to be back in Buffalo?
Definitely. Yeah. You know, I said this last year when I signed, I really think that, that Chrome is the best online coach in football. I think so highly of him as a person, and the way he teaches and kind of makes it a collaboration, and his techniques are, have been sustainable, you know, from the time he first got in the NFL to today. So, super appealing, obviously have a great relationship with him and, you know, really looking forward to continuing on that, that relationship and the success of the unit that we had last year.
And then I was just curious, obviously it was announced yesterday as well that Mitch is being released. I was curious the role he kind of had in that offensive line room and what kind of teammate he was and like is. And I guess how you guys feel, you know, I know it's still being built and there's lots of moves still to be made, but like kind of taking over from him in a, of a leadership perspective, like how does that look in the offensive line room from your perspective?
Yeah, huge shoes to fill. He was such a great resource and person that I leaned on a ton, not just on in football stuff, but just in life. Like the stuff that he's gone through, you know, last year, years previous, his whole career, like being able to pick his brain was really special and unique. And as much as like, again, it's hard, like the business side of the NFL, right? But I know this, the foundation that Mitch has let or left us in that room is going to carry us forward in many ways. And we're all indebted to him for the kind of person and player he was and the impact that he made on us. So try to do right by him by continuing on what he, you know, built and you know, be the best unit and players that we can be.
For sure. Thank you. And hope you can enjoy your off season. Now that thank you. All taken care of. Congrats.
Thank you.
All right, David, I don't think we have any more questions. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.